Dave, you are involved in government and interested in what's happening there, as all of us are. And when you consider the concept of justice, in other words, uncovering wrongs and making them right, and how that goes together with government, do you perceive perhaps that what we're seeing in these revelations and so forth, is it justice, or is it more perhaps born of political retribution? So that's an interesting question I want to pose to you. And if it is, or whatever it is, how do we tell the difference, or do we need to know the difference?
Well, Sam, let me say this. When it comes to political retribution or justice being enacted, it's hard to know which is which because you don't know the motive of the heart. For example, just take yesterday's hearing with the FBI director. There was tremendous revelations of things that have gone on with respect to this dossier that was produced against Donald Trump. There's a lot more information yet to come out. Well, all that's going on there, was that motivated by politics? Probably most of it was. But here's what I think needs to be stressed, and that is an underscoring of what Gary just said. I think all of what we're watching, the blowing of the lid off of the swamp that is Washington, D.C., I think all of that is coming about because God's creating it. I really do, Sam. I think God is creating this, and the lid is being blown off of a city where people have covered their sin for decade on decade. And here's the general principle. Gary quoted Proverbs 28:13, Numbers 20, 32, 23. But the principle that those verses teach is this: what we cover, God has promised to uncover. But what we are willing to voluntarily uncover and confess, God has promised to cover with his forgiveness and with his grace. Proverbs 28:13 says, "He that covereth his sin shall not prosper." But here's the last half of the verse: "But whoso confesseth and forsaketh it shall have mercy." So what we cover, God's going to uncover. But if we're willing to uncover our sin voluntarily, God covers it with his forgiveness and with his grace. There's a lot of great things going on Capitol Hill right now, with the swamp being exposed so that ultimately, hopefully, it can be drained. That's good. Sam, I want to ask you a question, though. I do see a potential negative side to all of this, with all of the delving into people's background, attempts to dig up dirt, whether the dirt is legitimate or not. That could really strongly discourage people from even wanting to enter the arena. I mean, what's going to happen? What's going to be dug up on me? What am I going to be accused of unjustly? You've been in government, Sam. I would love to have your comments on this, because we don't need less Christians and qualified, credible people running. We need more. So how do we deal with that?
Boy, Dave, I tell you, that's a fantastic question, because in reality, and I think we can get into it our next segment as we say, what's missing in this whole debate? But without a person really believing, in my sense, believing that God is calling someone into a position of authority in civil government, these kinds of things will scare off most people. Because who wants to go through these kinds of things? And I can assure you, there are dozens of individuals in Washington who have done things, who are probably, if they've never prayed before, are praying doesn't come to light in this current climate.